Donovan, are you ready?
Oh, Nate, I'm ready.
We're ready to go. We're doing a show. We're doing the Reflex Blue Show. I'm Nate Voss.
I'm Donovan Meary.
Kick ass. Did you know what?
What's that?
I think that we should come clean. We should tell people that it is our 25th episode. It's our milestone.
And we realized it was this gigantic milestone. What, like,
about a minute and a half ago when I was I was like, what file do we name this as? Is this 24? No, last one was 24.
For those who want to come celebrate the milestone with us, we will be in Fort Smith, Arkansas next weekend.
Is that one? Oh, God, it's next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, we are going to Fort Smith, Arkansas.
So send us an email and maybe we'll go out with you guys, whoever's in the area.
I think so.
We're only going to be there a couple days, so you might email right now.
Well, really effectively, we'll be in Fort Smith Friday and Saturday night, and we are there to do what?
Judge the local Addies.
We are judging the Addies. Now, I know the way this goes. It is Fort Smith Addies, step two. Step three, New York. Step four, Profit. We're doing National Addies this time next year. I'm calling it right now. I'm excited. I'm excited because, as you were telling me last week, whoever we choose is, you know, becomes legitimate. Those entries, the way the Addies work, they get sent on to like a regional competition, right? It's not like some local blowhard thing.
This
like
starting
the ones,
to scare me a little bit.
The ones that we choose, those that we deem worthy, become those that will then be judged against other worthy entries as well.
Thankfully, someone else is judging as well, so hopefully they can right our wrongs or wrong our rights. I don't know how that goes.
Dude, I didn't know that at all. There's going to be someone else there.
I guess.
I had no idea. I really thought it was just you and me.
No, you didn't read the collateral? There's like three judges.
I didn't get collateral. Like, from them?
Nate. Okay, like, if you want to meet us in Fort Smith, best email me. Nate only reads half his email.
Best to send it to Donovan. We'll be there not this weekend, but the following. Do we have dates on that? Like an actual, like January 23rd?
January 23rd and 24th.
23rd and 24th, we'll be in Fort Smith, Arkansas. So if you're in town, and apparently that's right on the border. So we are going to go over to Oklahoma and drink also if we can. And then after that, by 2 weeks, I think, very important, everyone who listens to the show, all 25 people, I'm hoping maybe that number will go up. Donovan, you know what's happening. February 13th.
Is that on a Friday?
That is on a Friday.
Ooh, that's an unlucky Friday.
What are you doing? Shut up, dude. Don't go throwing unlucky 13 on me.
I'm just
saying. You just broke all of my confidence.
If you want a horror show on Friday the 13th, we got one in line. Oh, that's harsh. I'm sorry, dude.
No, that's going to be good. February 13th, Design Matters with Debbie Millman.
Not Debbie Millman, though.
Will be Design Matters with Nate Voss.
Wow.
For one episode only. Donovan, how many people have done that ever?
None so far.
Zero. That's right. So,
and you get to talk to Duffy we had on the old show.
Talking to Joe Duffy, which I'm really, really looking forward to. We did interview Joe Duffy. He was our second interview on the Be a Design Cast.
Yeah, episode 8.
I have not gone back to listen to it as a part of my vigorous and unending preparation. I'm terrified to, because that would have definitely been back when we had absolutely no idea what we were doing. We still have no idea what we're doing, but that was like when it was a complete and total non-idea of how to do a radio show.
Oh, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so that will be February 13th. That should be 2 or 3 o'clock, depending on your local time zone, of course, on the Voice America
Network.
Or if
you live in Hawaii, then it's probably more like, I don't know.
I think in Hawaii, it's like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
There's a half-hour switch in there, too. There's the little half-hour time zone, which most people don't know, is just off the coast of California. They call that the Pacific Havsies time zone.
They just surf. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, that's why. It's just kind of whatever. What time is it? Whatever, dude. Anyway, February 13th, everyone tune in to Design Matters to watch what will one way or another be a legendary show. It'll either be really good or really bad.
I'm excited.
I'm kind of beyond excited. I'm also, well, let's just say that those are some very big, very stylish shoes to fill. So we'll just see how that goes. More updates will be on 36 Point about that as we draw closer. What else is going on, Donovan? A few weeks after that will be the one-year anniversary of the Reflex Blue Show.
Oh, yeah, and we will be, for you listeners, we're going to give you a heads up here. We're throwing a little party.
Yeah.
Save the date, February 28th, February Saturday, 28th Saturday night.
In New York City?
No, it's in Omaha.
Oh.
That's where all good parties in the middle of February occur, is in Omaha.
Probably in Omaha, Nebraska on February 28th, there will be a 36-point Reflex Blue Show one-year anniversary. We may have incredible special guests lined up for that.
We'll announce all the details next show.
I think we'll make a thorough announcement. This is just to save the date. Many right. save the dates out there now. We got Fort Smith save the date. Design Matters save the date. We got one-year anniversary save the date. It sounds like we're going to have a busy like winter, spring there. I'm really excited about it.
Me too.
Yeah, you know what else I'm excited about?
What's that?
A lot less communication arts in the world.
Yeah, I actually, that was a letter that was in my last CA issue.
Yeah, actually, what's the opposite of excitement? Oh, kind of like melancholy sadness?
Yeah, they're cutting down from, is it 8 issues to 6 a year?
Yeah, yep.
And each, but now the good news is, and you know, is that they're adding in a typography competition.
Is that good news?
I enjoy looking at good type.
Well, yeah, but and I mean, so isn't typography, I mean, isn't that really like a portion of a larger project? Will the typography annual include such things as typeface design? Or will it just be like, here's dude's poster, what used letters?
No, I think it'll be based, they'll have judges that base it only on typography and not if it was silkscreen or not. So I think it's going to be a little bit different.
Nice,
of a judging.
I like that. Good call, Donovan. Yeah, so they're adding that in. The typography annual actually
doesn't. And they're starting to finally put their stuff online, although details on that are a little sketchy so far.
You told me about the online stuff, and I have been unable to find confirmation.
Well, it was in the letter to the editor.
Oh, it was.
Not the letter to the editor, but the editor writes the letter in the front of the magazine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The letter from the editor.
That's what it is.
That's the one. That's
it. And so they're going to start putting stuff online, but they don't even have the details announced on that yet.
Did you tell me that you have to pay for that?
Possibly if you're not a subscriber.
Oh, dude, that's lame.
Well, you know, not everything can be the AIG.
I know. I mean,
archives.
At the end of the day, the story on this is communication arts, like every other magazine in the world, is hurting. Electronic Gaming Monthly, you know, good old EGM, been around for like 15, 20 years. That went south last month or this month. I'm not sure, but that sucked. For people like me.
Well, the nice thing was their CA is giving you a nice heads up. They're being honest about it, and they're telling you what they're doing.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of there was a kind of a line of BS in there, like, we're doing this to bring editorial consistency to our product. Like, no, you're doing this because it's too expensive to produce, you know, this many issues. So if you go down, if you drop that number down, you can save money.
Right.
But you know what? The thing is, like, the non-annual issues were all $18 and the annuals were all $24. And now they're going to have 6 issues that are all annual, so they'll all be $24 an issue on the newsstand. And so I thought I was seeing some, like, street math on that, but no, I ran the numbers and, like, regardless, CA will make less money this year than they did.
But they'll still be around,
year.
Which is great.
I certainly hope so. That'd be a magazine that I would not want to see go anywhere. It's an institution. So, you know, if you're out there, spend some money on communication arts if you can. Don't let them go away. Also, a note to people on communication arts. We're designers. We'll look at advertisements from companies that don't sell stock photos. I would look at an advertisement for, say, a car that I might drive, perhaps a hybrid, because I'm a designer and I'm kind of snooty like that.
Perhaps maybe an ad for a new black beret.
Yeah, or a beret, or possibly a scarf, which I'm actually wearing today because it's frigid. Or maybe even, let's say, Coca-Cola or Pepsi. I would read an ad from them.
But not those new Mountain Dew cans.
Not the Mountain Dew.
Those new cans.
What I'm really trying to say is there's like maybe if ad revenues are going down, you should look to... Like we will I like a Mountain Dew on occasion or like a cherry sour, so maybe, you know, you guys could look to those venues for advertising dollars
now,
as well.
Now actually,
what else
this,
is going on
this
in the world?
Actually let's go to our topic because this runs.
Oh, we should
well.
We were supposed to, we're like the, 10 minutes in the show.
What
we
this
were supposed
is
to
this is kind of
this.
We got okay, a, yeah, we got a note from Steve Hughes.
Yeah, our buddy Steve. Back in the day, UNK.
And he was responding to one of the One Point Rule cartoons that are on the site.
We have those. And he said, dude, sorry, we'll get back to Steve right quickly. I just want to let you know that by the end of this show, and it's 2:15 on Friday, and we got to get this thing up today anyway, but we also need to figure out what today's comic strip is going to be so that I can do that and put that up after we get the show done.
Okay. Well,
so that's our internal challenge to each other.
Obviously, it should be about procrastination. And he's talking about, because this is the strip where your computer died on you.
Yeah.
Like, Nate's computer really died
on it. That
was
the hand-drawn in my sketchbook. And
he suggests that this would make a good podcast episode, or in this case, the last half of one.
Right.
Evaluating the most Mac for your buck, what you really need to design. Because he says all those designers, you know, you instantly think that you insist you need a new MacBook Pro with at least 8 gig of RAM, 2 terabyte hard drive to be successful, even though, you know, you're not working on LucasArts speed dial for digital animation.
Right.
So what do you think is the lowest cost to actually do, like, to run a studio? Not just like a project or two, but like if you're full-time freelancing, what's the lowest machine you can get by with?
Well, should it be machine, or should we just kind of talk about in general the lowest way to start a freelance company?
Let's just go in general, what you need.
Okay. Well, we can do this because I've actually been looking at this.
You need a phone if you don't have a home phone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, obviously.
But you can use your home phone if you need to.
A cell phone if you don't have a home phone.
Change your greeting to be more generic than, hey, this is Nate Boston. Yeah.
That's not. Dude, I honestly couldn't even tell you. Is that what my greeting is?
I have no idea what it is.
Hi, I'm Nate Voss. I'm a tool. Leave me a message.
Right. You just genericize that?
You certainly need a phone. Now, let me throw it out there. You will feel like you need an iPhone, but you don't.
No.
All of your designer friends are going to have iPhones, Donovan Perry, but you don't need the iPhone. Save money there. Okay, moving on. You'll need a surge protector. Now, you're going to want to spend $50 on a surge protector because it's your computer, but you could probably spend
$10. Now,
the
new one I got for the second machine here
has
a battery backup. It's like $40 at Best Buy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but honestly, for the surge protector, let's say 20 to 40. Let's say 20, because you don't want to buy the bottom of the barrel one.
It's a good
idea.
So
now we're at, you know, a phone, which you can get for a penny.
You may already have.
Or let's say you already
have
one.
It doesn't have to be
a
cell phone, remember that.
Sure. But let's say you already have a phone, so that's $0. Surge protector, $20. At that point, you kind of need to step it up to the modern world of computing. Now, pro tip, your first step might want to be go get a job as a professor part-time somewhere. Local school with a design program, get a job teaching art.
Oh, the Mac discount.
Yeah, for both the Mac discount, the educational discount, and the Adobe educational discount.
Which we're not sure. If you're a professor, I don't know if you can use that.
You got some dicey information. We'll for this podcast, I will put the link in the story to the Adobe FAQ on this subject. But I do not believe it is a student discount. They call it an educational discount. And you get that as a professor, and you can immediately, as I understand it, use those programs for professional work, and they don't have any beef with that anymore.
Okay, well, even let's say you're not a professor then.
Yeah, well, that was just the optional pro tip.
Okay.
To save you cash.
What kind of computer do you need?
Well, okay.
We're going to go Macs because that's what we work on.
We're going to go Macs.
If you're doing websites, you should probably get a PC to do some browser testing or have access to a PC.
That's what I was just going
to
say.
You can go to your friend's house and be like, hey, can I check out this? You don't need to browser test every 10 minutes. You just go over there, check out how it looks,
right,
and then leave.
If you have in-laws, go to their place and look at your site on their computer, which will obviously be running IE6, and then you can check it there. So let's say we don't need to buy two machines, but we do need one. Now, you might think that, you know, the most affordable Mac solution, probably going to be that Mac Mini. I'm going to go ahead and say stay away from that.
I would go either MacBook or iMac.
Right. And that's where I'm at. I'm definitely looking at a MacBook for myself.
This is
right
where
now.
You need to look. If you're going to get work where you may have to go into a client site every now and then work from their office location,
mm-hmm.
MacBook's probably the answer for you.
Right. They're just for the portability of it. Now, that you do start getting into some cost issues, though, don't you? I think a MacBook is going to be a little bit more than an iMac,
say,
right?
Let's
get into the Apple store. Let's check it out.
I would say on the iMac, you end in the MacBook, you don't have to go to the highest end. When you go to the highest end of something, it's like anything. You're paying for the premium. But if you go one notch below that and you really look at the speed numbers, your best bang for your buck right in the middle there.
Right. Okay, so here we are at the Apple Store. You got iMac starting off $1,200. It says MacBook starting from $999, but what you want to see is that the $999 version is the old model white one. 2.1 gigahertz, 1 gig of memory. Honestly, Donovan, if we're saying, and this is the 13-inch
model.
Yeah,
it's acceptable.
I got to say that the $999 white MacBook, that's honestly going to do it. And I'm looking at that, and I'm saying this out loud, knowing full well, I'm not going to buy that because I want the new hotness.
Okay.
The designer in me is not allowing, I will pay $300 more to get the newer one, which for $300 more, you're getting standard, another gig of memory, another 40 gig hard drive, better graphics card, and the aluminum.
And I wouldn't worry about hard drives. Hard drives are cheap. You go to Best Buy, you get a Seagate for like $100.
Right. That was going to be a whole other topic. That's the thing. Don't spend cash putting a bigger hard drive in these machines. Go to Best Buy. You know, go to Sears and get a hard drive.
And you're going to want that external. To get the Time Machine. I would say you want an external now.
Right.
To back up your stuff every hour. It's
so how
so
much
good.
Are we looking at for an external?
$100.
Okay, so $100. So let's say we're at 100 and maybe 150 bones, maybe 125 bones. Plus, okay, base model MacBook, $1,000. So we're at like $1,200.
Okay.
Do you get the extended Mac protection warranty?
I don't.
I do.
Okay.
Okay. So that might be some extra scratch in
that
there.
Depends
it came
on
in
what
handy
you
on my
like.
iMac, which then exploded once it was out of warranty.
That depends on what you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't say it's terrible to get it, but I never get it.
Right. And I'll tell you what, it did come in for me when my logic board went out the first time. I went through two logic boards on that iMac. Anyway,
and the last thing I would say is if you're a designer and mm-hmm. you're running any sort of photo graphic stuff, which you most likely are,
right,
or you're running anything Adobe, you need to buy more RAM.
Okay, Donovan, we've been talking about RAM offline here for like a week now. Explain to people your RAM solution.
Yeah, and I actually got this from the professor at one of the local colleges.
Mm-hmm.
He said you just go to Otherworld Computing, which is macsales.com, macsales.com.
Okay.
Type in your computer that you have. And just upgrade, and it's about half the price.
Yes, you just did this, right? There's a box over there with RAM in it right now.
Yeah, and it only takes about 5-10 minutes to do it yourself. And there's a little instruction sheet on how to do it. So it's RAM is not a tough thing to put in your computer anymore.
Right, and it was seriously like even the eMac that I'm currently working on at home has 512 meg of RAM. I can go to this website, and I've thoroughly researched this now. I can spend 60 bones... and upgrade that to 2 gig of RAM, and that's like that would be money well spent.
Yeah, and now some of these, it's like the newer laptops. I think we looked up; it was $85 to move up to like 4 gig.
Yeah,
it's
or like
600. 600 to move to 6 gigs. So in that case, you say, look, 4 gigs enough
for now.
You wait a year or two; the RAM will then probably be $80 for 6 gigs. Then you just upgrade there. You'll end up spending 160 instead of 600. You'll just be slower on RAM for a year.
Okay, so now we're at like $1,300.
Right.
Okay.
And all you need is software, because I don't know of anything else you need. You don't... It'd be nice to do business cards. Well, actually, if you bought a printer, you could do them yourself. And you can buy an Epson 6-color printer, $100.
Yep,
and you can
okay.
print a lot of stuff. If you want to go a little higher end, you can get a color laser printer, which works pretty good. You can even duplexing, $300 or $400.
Or if you know a friend like Bennett Hallsworth... I think everyone should call him right now and say, you have a letterpress in your garage. You'll let me do my business cards right there with all that paper that you have just hanging around, right? And he'll be like, yeah, okay. And then you do them. And then you have free business cards. They're not great.
Yeah.
They don't have, like, your Twitter account
on
them.
I would even look at that. You should be making – you'll probably do a little bit of your own production. And so that's depending on what you want to do. But you can buy it first. I mean,
right.
How many cards do you really hand out?
The key, especially in this economy, get by with what you can get by on. Let's talk about software. I want to come clean about something I'm not entirely sure I've mentioned on the show before. For the first, I don't know, man, 3 months? 3 months maybe? Two or 3 months that I was freelancing? Maybe four? I can't remember exactly when I made the switch. But I didn't want to go illegitimate, you know, underhanded on my software. I didn't have anything at home.
Right.
What I did have was Photoshop Elements. $90.
Wow.
Now, everyone, yeah, you're giving me the look. Photoshop Elements, the ghetto version of Photoshop that comes free with scanners. Honestly, I should have just got it with, and I bought the scanner later, unfortunately. Photoshop Elements, surprisingly powerful iteration of Photoshop. Things it's missing as a graphic designer that you will need. Duotones, it is missing CMYK. That's kind of a big one.
It could be, yeah. Unless you do nothing but digital printing and web.
Right.
Digital printers prefer RGB instead of CMYK, believe it or not.
Right, right. And monitors are the same way. So web, you've got it there. I actually remember, I think I came here or I went to superstar designer Drew Davies' office specifically to convert images from RGB to CMYK to go to print for something. And I had to do that like one time, and I kind of felt bad about it, but I was getting by. And I am here to tell you that you can do the things you need to do in ghetto Photoshop if you do not have Scratch to pay for the full CS versions.
Right.
Okay, so now I'm going to throw this over to
the ideal situation to do
Adobe.com.
Yeah, the ideal situation from Adobe is you get the Creative Suite that has, if you're going to do web, it comes with Dreamweaver, Flash, InDesign, Illustrator, Photoshop.
Right.
And Acrobat, and it'll run you, what, about $2,000?
I'm actually pulling up this information as we speak.
The upgrade alone ran me like 600 bones.
Yeah, okay. So we got your design premium, your web premium, your production premium, which is more for like video, and I don't think that's really our audience.
What's your straight-up design premium?
Okay, design premium, we have to click learn more, so we'll wait for this to load. But you got your InDesign, Photoshop.
Yeah,
Illustrator, Flash, Dreamweaver. Okay, that's what you're rocking over here. That is actually everything that you would ever need.
Yeah, it really is, unless you're going specialized video, and then you probably aren't even using any of these programs except for the video program.
Right. Now, we have to say that if, for the purposes of our topic here, this is to begin a business. So we are assuming you cannot upgrade, in which case that's going to run you an additional
$1,800. How much is it just for the print or just the web versions?
It is, for the web premium, it's $100 less, so you may as well, although it gives you an awful lot of different things.
It gives you more, like, video stuff.
Sound booth and contribute, which, I can feel you on.
But, if you're going ghetto and you got to go cheap, you can do all your video editing just in iMovie.
Dude, yeah, no, iMovie, fine. iMovie will get it done for you.
So you've got,
and that comes free with
so
the
you've
Mac
got,
you
so
just
you've got,
bought.
You've got $90 Photoshop, or better off, probably spend $150 for a scanner and get Photoshop with it.
Yeah, there you go.
And then what do you need for page layout?
Well, honestly, you kind of need InDesign, don't you?
Either InDesign or Illustrator.
So let's look at if we can't buy the entire suite for $1,800, which more than doubles our investment at this point, and we want to bring that down. We got to just get in and just say, okay,
I think
how
you
much
could
is...
do just Illustrator. It's got multi-pages now.
Illustrator does have multi... Donovan Beery, you're a genius. Okay, Illustrator. I'm throwing it to
just
Photoshop.
Just don't tell anybody that you're doing 50-page brochures in Illustrator.
Right. Okay, so let me pull up Illustrator here. Okay. So that's an additional $600 for Illustrator with multiple page layouts, thus... This will be your ghetto workaround for having to buy InDesign. So another $600 plus ghetto Photoshop. We're looking at $750, but you get a scanner.
We're looking at about $2,000.
Really, I'd say we're about, probably with tax and things, I'd say about $2,200.
And that's all new equipment.
That's everything brand new.
You know, if you can find a used version of like CS2, you can probably get by. You can normally go back. I would say you're acceptable in most places to go back about two versions of software.
Right.
If you're more than two versions back, file compatibility, opening up client files and dealing with printers,
starts
to cause a problem.
Starts to suffer. Exactly. And
since software lasts, Adobe's running about every 18 months, basically you can be 3 years out of date, but no more.
Right. And I'm currently exactly that.
And it's working for you.
I'm not having any problems at all.
So when the new upgrade comes out in 12 months, you will need to.
I definitely will. I certainly enjoy coming over to your office and working on the newfangled hotness. There's a lot about new InDesign that I find really just poetic and wonderful. But then I just go back to the home office and I'm ready to go.
And now, what's the if they're going old machines, because that's old software, you can go back about 3 years. Mm-hmm. What's the oldest machine you think you can buy and still be acceptable? About 4 years. I mean, that's pushing it.
How long did I have my iMac that just exploded? Because I was getting
worked
on that.
That wasn't even an Intel.
No, that was a pre-Intel Mac. I think it was. I think it might have been 4 years old.
Okay,
three and a half, 4 years old, and it was doing just fine by me. So if you have a computer,
you can go back 4 years and still run okay. Once now, I know, like on the iMac we have at home, mm-hmm. which we really just now use for, never really used for work, just for home use and stuff. It's about 6 years old now.
Yeah, how's that working for you?
It can't upgrade to the new operating system. So once you get so old.
That's the eMac I'm on right now. I cannot put the latest, greatest OS on
it. So 6 years, you can do some work if you've been doing work on it. I wouldn't recommend starting with it, but maybe if you had a machine that was 3 or 4 years old, you can probably get by.
We have to bring up iWork or Microsoft Office, which quite honestly is required as an expense.
If I would go, iWork because it's $79.
Yeah, and I get the new one. But the thing is, like, I have the iWork.
A lot of those will come, if you buy a new machine, a lot of times they'll come with one version on there.
Well, they come with iLife, but they don't come with iWork. iWork is a separate purchase that you have to make. I definitely recommend it, especially like I do a lot of accounting in numbers. And that's kind of, now I have to do that over here because the old machine has the old OS and I can't load that.
Those are things that are nice to have, but I don't think you need them. You can tell your client, copy and paste all the text in an email.
Yeah. Or you can open it in text.
You can open up Word docs and text edit and copy the text.
Okay, done. I would recommend it, but we can say without it. And the other thing I'll throw out there, this was a purchase that I made this year as well. As a freelancer, you're probably going to need Dreamweaver because you're going to need jobs. And a lot of jobs that go to freelance designers, not all of them, but many of them are, hey, we need a website, or we need a microsite, or we need something that has to do with the HTMLs and the CSSs. And
well,
for that, this is where
it's ideal to get the full Adobe package, but bare minimum, $90 Photoshop in either Illustrator or InDesign.
Right, because now Dreamweaver, much more affordable, $400. But if you were to add Dreamweaver,
so if you were doing web, if you're doing web, $90 Photoshop, $400 Dreamweaver,
right? And that's exactly how I started off.
Done.
Yeah, done. And but if you're getting Dreamweaver and Illustrator, you know, for a couple hundred more dollars, you can have everything.
Right.
You should probably just, you know, save up some scratch and do it. But I think that's it. I think that we can comfortably land.
All right, hey, thanks, Steve, for the topic.
Yeah, big thanks to Steve. But I think we can comfortably land about 2,500, give or
less.
Take.
And that's going all new stuff, as we said.
And that's, like I said, that's getting all new things.
You start
that's
going
your,
used,
that is your
you
freelance.
Finding, yeah.
Let's maybe send that out to some perhaps a faithful listener out there in Colorado who may or may not have lost his job this week. Hearts go out. Okay, it is now 2:32 in the Omaha, Nebraska, and we got to get this show online.
Okay, last thing. HAL Conference coming up, Nate.
Oh, HAL Conference
speakers
coming
came
up.
Out. Now, they didn't scale back. Looks like they got the full-on speaker list. I mean, they got 50-some people there.
50-odd speakers at the HAL Conference this year. When is the HAL Conference, Donovan?
You know I have not opened the book.
Dude, it should be on the back cover right there.
I will probably not be able to make it this year.
It's in 2009.
June 24th through 27th.
Okay, are we going? It's in Austin. I know Steve is going.
If we don't go, Steve will represent for us.
That's the way we do it. We can't make it. Steve's going to the party. Send him with a microphone. All right, thank you for listening to the Beat. Whoa, did you catch that?
Dude,
thank you for listening
warp.
To the Reflex Blue Show. I am Nate Voss.
I'm Donovan Meary.
All right, that's our show. We're going to
see you in a couple weeks.
Take off. We'll see you in 2 weeks. And thanks for listening. Send your questions and comments. Peace out. Send questions or comments to the Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.